It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being banned from walking down the aisle at your graduation.
Oh.
I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Whole gang's here.
Yay.
Yes.
Pip almost got replaced by a sensei, but we said, nah, let her back. On the show, a brand new School of Fools. I have a new You Stink. And Scamming Scammers with Jane, but I just came back from a naughty place, a place that as Americans we weren't allowed to go to.
I know, until recently.
Until recently, now I touched it.
What did you touch?
Cuba.
Mm. Oh, that's
and it
not
was
what
gooding.
I was expecting.
Oh. I touched Cuba. No, people, like, when I tell people I went to Cuba, a lot of them is like, why? And that's like, why? I was like, I don't know, I like going to places where most people don't get to go.
Why not?
Why not?
Are you curious?
I am curious.
Yeah.
This sounds like conversations I've had with girls.
Yeah, years ago, the only way to get there was on a hijacked airliner. So you got a nice little cruise ship that went there.
There's that. or blow some crap up, and then the U.S. government will put you into a nice little waterfront property.
Yeah. You have to go that way, too, yes.
It used to be waterfront.
No, there's a couple different ways. But no, so I like learning things. I like experiencing things that other people don't get to experience. It broadens my horizons. I was excited to go to Cuba.
Yeah, really?
But I had no expectations. People were like, oh, to meet your expectations? I really didn't have expectations. Mm. I didn't think like the corpse of Fidel Castro was going to be greeting me at the cruise ship terminal just waving to me.
So were you surprised when that happened?
Pleasantly. Pleasantly. I'm like, wow, you look great for a stiff.
And he
he's dead, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. He could barely get that lay over your head. No, I'm kidding.
It's not Hawaii.
I know it's not.
And it's not Fantasy Island either.
It's not a necklace of cigars either. It's a joke.
I'm not familiar with those.
Bad one.
I think there's still restrictions on traveling to Cuba. It's not that easy. Like you need to have family there or you have to do something educational.
How did you get it?
What did you get to?
You go on tours.
Oh, okay.
Like they have like certain tours where you learn about the country.
Oh, okay.
And like I think that has to be while they'll grant you a visa.
Oh, all right.
It's not like just going to Canada. Well, you know, I want to drink beer. It's not like that.
You can't just lie around on the beach. You have to do something educational to get in.
I think because of all. I mean, you can go to the beach, of course, but you have to. I think you have to do something that can fall under education.
Okay.
So, because of all the, it's still not free travel between the United States and Cuba. I don't believe if
well,
it was
fair enough,
everybody would be going there,
right?
So we took a couple of tours that were fulfilled the educational requirement. In the ship terminal, you can exchange your money for the money tourists use. They have two forms of currencies. They have the money that tourists use, and then they have the money that the regular folks use.
Really?
Yes. I'm going out to tropical place. It's like 95 degrees and like 80% humidity.
Yeah.
I got my 100% polyester, heavy Alex Rodriguez Yankee jersey on with a t-shirt underneath.
What are you thinking?
I was thinking I wanted to wear the jersey. I'm walking around in the stupid sun. Well, the sun isn't stupid. It's its job to be there and be hot. I was the one who didn't plan accordingly. The sun did everything it was supposed to do, to be fair.
You were the one who was stupid, to be honest.
Exactly. So as soon as you leave the terminal, you're in Old Havana. And the first Cuban I see wants us to take a taxi. He's wearing a Yankee hat.
Wow.
So I get a warm greeting and we fist bump. Yankees bringing people together, Joe. Mets don't do that. Yankees do.
Not even the team.
I see him the next day. He's wearing a Red Sox cap.
Hey!
Same guy. He recognized me. I called him a fraud. I might have started an international incident.
Oh, great.
But, you know.
You're playing both sides of the monster.
And we have no longer diplomatic relations with Cuba again because stupid called a local a fraud.
Nice going.
But I thought it had to be done. He knew he was a fraud.
Did he laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He laughed. And then he reported to Raul Castro.
Of course he did.
Yes. But I had to call him. You're a Yankee fan. I had no choice, right, Pip?
Absolutely. Okay. You had to call you had to call the moment and call him out.
Yeah. But we laughed at his traitor's behavior. We were fine.
But then somebody in a security suit came and grabbed you by the scruff of the neck and duck walked you out of the.
Exactly.
Goose walked you out of the building.
So you walk across the street, and you're in the Plaza de San Francisco. It was designed in the 17th century, and there are all these women in colorful costumes who rush over to you, and they're very friendly. Wow. It seems all good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to kiss you on the cheek and pose for pictures.
Not much.
That's it. Yes, for a fee. I didn't know this. Obviously,
I'm going to get their hand in your pocket.
This seems naive. Holy!
Well, I didn't know. I had a feeling something was coming, but I didn't know. I don't understand the language. Fortunately, I don't know how to extricate myself from these situations. Mm-hmm. Formerly, my wife does says, "Stupid has no money. Let's go." And away we like. We actually had to get out of that square. Because there's so many people coming at you wanting money.
Wow.
Like, there's, like, a guy walking around, like, doing characters and everything. Like, he's following me. And he's doing, like I just, like, stole something. He's doing, like, for the, he's doing a sketch.
He's like the courtroom artist in the Plaza.
He's walking around. So how good of a sketch is it going to be? The sketch looked like crap. And he wanted money. So, again, no money, no understanding, no habla.
No habla.
Now, this was the first time I've traveled to many countries, and a good amount of countries. We're not knowing the languages was a real hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when I was in the Middle East, a lot of the signs were still in English. They had it in Arabic and they had it in English. Right. Everything here is in Spanish. I took like 4 or 6 years of Spanish. I don't know a thing.
Hola!
Everything's in Spanish because, you know, they've had tours from Europe and Canada, but I guess they just didn't convert it over, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, my wife understands a little bit of Spanish, so we got through that way. So if you go there... bring somebody who knows Spanish because the internet they have internet there, but it's spotty. So you'll see the tour guide tells you'll see people in the middle of the street trying to get the signal.
Yeah, with their phone
exactly.
Pulled up in the air.
So the Google Translate isn't even your best friend there.
Oh yeah.
So I just took notes so I can tell you guys. So it's poor.
Right. It's
poor, which is why they're excited to have all this money coming in the tourists. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to rebuild the infrastructure and everything. So they're building 5-star hotels, they're starting to do all this stuff. But I mean, a lot of the road, like you go behind the big plaza, and the roads are narrow, and there's like big potholes in it, and there's, you know, dogs running around, and you know, I was surprised to see graffiti. I didn't expect to see graffiti.
That surprises me.
It surprised me too. It was kind of interesting. I didn't see it, but you go to parts of the United States, and it looks like crap too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
So you can't be that upset about it. Everything is like affordable there. Especially compared to other destination cities.
Right.
Everything's are affordable. Then they have foods and crafts and souvenirs. All the crafts and souvenirs are made in Cuba.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're not getting a lot of things shipped in, right?
Yeah, like as opposed to like when you get a, you know, snow globe in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it says made in China underneath.
Yeah. Right.
China. Killing us on trade. Until Germany's killing us on trade. Everybody's killing us on trade. Anyway, so everything is Cuban. So I bought some stuff.
Cool.
I bought a little bracelet that I'm going to wear on stage.
Let's see. Oh, wow. It says Cuba on it.
And well, it wouldn't work if it's at Taiwan.
No, it wouldn't work at all. But it looks like it's two bands of some kind of black material. I don't know if that's onyx or whatever. And it has really nice silver wire wrapped around it.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to wear that on stage. Now, baseball is the national pastime like it is in America.
Yep.
So I bought this.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, nice. It's a bat that says Cuba on it.
Yeah, and painted bat.
Yeah, spray painted. Cuba being baseball being very, very good to me.
So I bought my pal some stuff too. Let's see what we got here. For Joe.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, my God, that's
so
cool.
That's cool.
I
nice.
Figured some new art for the new place.
It's a tiny painting of the...
Well, when I bought it, there was a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Joe loves old cars.
Yes.
So I got him a painting of some old cars.
The vintage colorful cars they have in Cuba.
Thought that would look nice in your house.
That's really nice.
Did you get all the pictures I sent you?
I got them, yeah.
You like them?
I haven't had a chance to look at them yet.
Perfect.
Sorry, a little busy.
For Pip.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
this is so cool.
El Kitty
Kato. Yeah, they're spoons. Like wooden salad spoons.
Serving spoons, yeah, salads.
Salad serving spoons. And they're cats.
That's funny.
That the handle heads are cats. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank
that's
you very much.
That's really nice.
And it's made in Cuba.
I know, that's really cool. They have several different kinds of wood that are put together to make the little cat face and behind it. This is really neat.
They're cute, right?
Yeah, really cute. Good. And there's some kind of plastic or something that's made to the whiskers, but... This is really neat. I'm going to use these.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to use them to scratch your butt.
I didn't say how I was going to use them. I didn't say how I was using them.
Now, I'm walking on the street, and for the low price of $2, I could have bought a Fidel Castro hat.
They're going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know where I could wear said hat. So I refrained from getting the Fidel Castro hat.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
But you don't want to go away like to buy caps.
Yeah, but
I didn't even get like the Cuban national team hat.
Yeah, that
or like the Cuban
cool.
jersey. I thought it'd be cool, but I'm like, really? I don't know if I can fully support wearing that.
Right,
too soon.
Right. Yeah, too soon.
Really for me. But
no, but literally, yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I just didn't feel right about getting that.
Yeah.
I did want to get a t-shirt for the local beer Bucanero. But apparently they don't sell extra larges. I like to wear my t-shirts baggy.
Yeah.
I'm going around. Nobody has an extra large. Listen, if you're going to want to keep Americans coming there, you big XL, 2X, 3X, a tent. We're big.
Will you sew two of those together for me?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to make the American tour. And I went from stall to stall to stall, and nobody had an extra large.
Yeah.
So I think that's an adjustment they're going to have.
Do they not make Cubans big?
They do have big Cubans.
Okay, so what are they doing?
Now, interesting thing. I know, we're going a little long. I'll edit for the people who listen to this on tape. The interesting thing is, you know how we talked about, well, it's going to get Americanized. I want to get there before it gets Americanized.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen because of the laws they have there. So say Pip is a Cuban citizen and she owns a house.
Right.
I'm an American businessman. I want to go into business with Pip. We're going to open up a franchise. We're going to open up McDonald's.
Okay.
Pip agrees to open up the McDonald's with me. She owns the property. I have the restaurant. We're in business together. Pip dies, God forbid. Pip dies, leaves it to her daughter or son, or leaves it to an heir. That person now assumes the property, and our deal is null and void.
Wow.
So I would have to renegotiate
with
that person, or they could just kick me out.
Wow.
So that's why I think American businesses, as long as the laws are like that, are not going to do business there. So I don't think you're going to see Starbucks and McDonald's and all that stuff.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
That's really difficult. Position to be in, because now you've put in all your infrastructure and all your stuff into this franchise, and they're like, "My building, get out."
Yeah, so I don't see Americans investing in that.
That'd be tough.
Mm-hmm. Now they do have some newer cars, some Kias and Volkswagens. A lot of cars from the 70s, beat up cars. A lot of the vintage cars.
Yeah,
but which are beautiful to look at. I sent Joe a bunch of pictures. Mm. I posted some of the pictures on the Davin's Den Facebook page. You can go there to look at some of the pictures. But the interesting thing is, because they're not getting American parts for these cars, so you'll have like a Mercedes engine or whatever. It's like all rebuilt under.
Yeah, they're very using ingenuity. They have a lot of ingenuity on how they make one thing work with the other.
Yeah. So I mean, but you can. So these cars, they don't have credit cards in Cuba. There's no credit cards. I know as a Westerner, like what?
No, I'm not really surprised about that.
So the cars get handed down like the property.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So like to get a new car there would be like $25,000-$30,000 cash.
Right.
And nobody's walking around with that type of money.
Right.
So they
have Franken cars.
I always wanted to know. Well, I wonder. Well, not always, but after I came back, I was trying to figure out. Well, how would this work? Because I could probably get $25,000 cash.
Yeah.
I'd love to get one of those old cars and bring them back here.
There was one I saw in Classic Car Magazine that really looked cool.
Cuba?
Yeah, from Cuba, yeah.
They're all bright colors and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful cars. And they drive you around. They use them as taxis.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I sent you a bunch of those pictures.
Right.
Again, other ones are on Davin's Den's Facebook page. Also, I was not aware of how big Che Guevara is over there. It's naivete on my part.
Right, right.
You know, I figured him was South America. I don't know why. I just always did. But he's Cuban.
Right.
Che, it seems like, is bigger than Fidel. Was.
Yeah.
Knew this.
Yeah.
That was another, like, wherever I went, they tried to push Che Guevara t-shirts on me. That was another thing. I can't, first of all, I can go to Hot Topics and get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you
come
really
from
can.
A liberal college. They have plenty there.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? I'm known as a liberal, but yeah, even I can't. It's too much.
Yeah, and then these guys wear the t-shirt. They don't know if it was a revolutionary or a guy in frickin' Bob Marley's band. You know?
Either way, cool shirt. It's got a nice parade, Joe. But they push those like there's nothing. Fidel is not as big as I thought he was going to be. I just thought I'd see a lot more Fidel stuff.
I don't think that he would be a hero to these people, but I'm kind of surprised that Che Guevara was either, because he was actually, besides being a revolutionary, he was a murderer.
Well, the national hero is Jose Marti, who I knew nothing about.
I know nothing about him.
This is another thing I learned. Because I'm going to Italy in October. When I go to these foreign countries, I should do some research, which I did not do. But I did see a couple of like little posters that said Yo Soy Fidel.
Okay.
And it's like Fidel Castro with some little kids. It's I Am Fidel.
Yeah.
So there was some of that. Hugo Chavez, mm-hmm. the dead president of Venezuela, he was a big deal there. Ho Chi Minh had a park there. China
yeah,
communist.
Yeah, but I don't know that necessarily the people are...
But these are things that are built there.
Are revering them. Yeah, no, they're...
I think Che Guevara is revered. What, revered? Why else would you put him on T-shirts all the time?
Well, I mean, if the people are wearing him on T-shirts, yeah, they probably... He's revered, but he's a revolutionary, and so that's not some part of the communist government, you know, handbook.
They had a statue of Abraham Lincoln there.
Which, really? That's bizarre.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tried to find out. I really couldn't find out, but Abraham Lincoln... So that was pretty cool. The designer of our Washington Capitol, the big dome, mm-hmm. is also the person who designed their Capitol building.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they have a bit. If you see my pictures, again, I posted some of them. It looks the same.
Well, yeah.
He had a business back then called Capitals Are Us. You know, just call in.
That was his franchise.
You encouraged.
I did. I liked it.
But the tour guide made a point of saying that theirs was taller.
Oh.
And my wife like picked up on it, like they're kind of like, you know, ours is bigger.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ours is freer.
Well, I guess that would have been the response. It went totally past me. All the medicals, all your medicals paid for, all your education's paid for, all your burial is paid for, unless you want to get cremated, that costs extra, and that's a lot of money.
Huh.
You are given aptitude tests, and the government decides what career you will go into based on aptitude, so I would have been homeless. So it's a good thing I was not born there. So that's kind of interesting. Trump, at least from this one random guy who walked up to us, not popular. Obama, he's like, Obama, no problemo. Trump, problemo. I'm like, what do you say to this? It's like, I don't want to start slamming our president in Cuba of all the... Like, I'll have this conversation with you on the air, sir. But I just, you know, it's like, what do? You smile.
You say, gracias.
I'm not gonna wave the patriotic flag for Donald Trump. I'm not there yet. But I'm also not going to start bad-mouthing our president to some random Cuban guy.
Right, right.
If I get his name, maybe. No, I mean, it's just a weird thing. Anyway, the last tour, one of the tour guides goes, he seemed to be in his 20s. He goes, you know, when I have a lot of Americans on my tour, I like to lead them in the singing of the American National Anthem.
Why
so
on
we're
earth?
Driving. So he's leading us in the American National Anthem.
Okay.
And then he sings the Cuban National Anthem.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was really cool. Yeah. It's surprising how emotional you could get on a tourist bus. But you do. Yeah. I thought it was symbolism of, it's always the people that are get along fine. It's the governments that screw it up.
Yeah.
You know, the people don't. People are people.
Yeah.
And that's why I like going to these places, because you get to meet people.
Right.
You get past the headlines and the rhetoric and all that. And just on a drinking note, you guys don't consider me drinkers. A
no.
drinker.
Right.
But in my family, apparently I'm the lush.
Really?
So we get done with this tour. We're in this like restaurant that's the last part of the tour. We're hot. It's 95 whatever freaking degrees it is. So they give you a complimentary mojito, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. The non-alcoholic for the kids.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll take a mojito. I don't know if I've even had a mojito before. And my wife, my parents hand mojito back. My daughter has a non-alcoholic mojito. Mm-hmm. I take a sip of the mojito. I'm like, this is damn good.
Give me theirs.
All of a sudden, you see my wife grab her mojito back. My parents grab their mojito back. My dad, I've never seen him drink. I don't think he's ever had a drink.
Wow.
I think he had his first drink with me. He's like, well, this is pretty good.
Whoa.
My daughter liked the alcoholic mojito better than the non-alcoholic mojito. So I gave her some of mine because I'm a good dad.
Oh, man.
So see, Joe, I'm quite the alcoholic. You just don't know how to appreciate me.
Really?
We're going to have an intervention, Joe.
Yeah, really.
Come back, banned for being pregnant.
Oh, my fragile heart, what have you done? I woke up late this morning, and I found that you had gone. Did I not tell you to be stronger, that we were better on our own? You just had to fall to see if she could be the one.
to say I love you, but I'll keep it to goodnight. Cause love would mean some falling, and darling, I'm afraid of heights. But I'm falling, ooh, I'm falling. Three words I'll never hear, but a heart is something fragile. It might break if you come near, but I'm falling, I'm falling. And I want you say those sweet words I'll never hear. Cause a heart is something fragile. It might break if you come near. And I want to say I love you, but I'll keep it to goodnight. Cause love would mean some falling, and darling, I'm afraid of heights. But I'm falling, I'm falling
tonight. That was weird. Anyway, so it turns out this high school girl, who is a straight-A student, is not allowed to walk down the aisle for graduation. I'm going to find the story in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting story. It's a private institution, though, so what their decision is kind of pertaining to...
All right, here's the story. Let's fill the folks in.
Okay.
What the heck? Don't start. All stuff I get to edit out.
And straight-A student Maddie Ruckles is pregnant, and now her Christian school is banning her from walking at her graduation ceremony next month.
This is my 9-week ultrasound.
After the school found out she was pregnant, Ruckles was also suspended for 2 days and removed from leadership roles. Students at Heritage Academy in Hagerstown, Maryland, are required to sign a student pledge to abstain from sexual immorality, but the pledge also prohibits alcohol and drug use. Ruckles says it's unfair that those students are being allowed to attend the ceremony. All she wants is the same treatment.
She has fallen short of what's described in the mission statement. Does that make sense?
Principal Dave Hobbs says Ruckles failed to follow the school's values to be a Christian leader. Hobbs sent a letter to parents saying, quote, "The school was pleased she has chosen to not abort her son, but she was, quote, immoral for not abstaining from sex." Maddie said she considered abortion, but in the end decided not to do it.
I never thought that I would consider it, but it was just the fear and what I've seen girls like me go through.
Maddie will get her diploma, but her college plans may be put on hold with her new baby boy expected in September.
It's been a blessing. I made the right choice, and in a couple months I'll have this little sweet reward just to remind me that I did the right thing.
Didn't we learn in School Ties with Brendan Fraser that school oaths are never a good thing?
Yeah, they're not.
Did you guys see that movie? Yeah. Like, all the kids had to sign, like, a thing about cheating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and it was all anti-Semitic and everything. Not the oath, but, yeah.
No, the oath wasn't anti-Semitic.
I don't know. Like, I get the fact that they're doing an oath, and I don't want to get into a whole political thing on this.
No.
But when you look about who our president is, a three-time divorce, who now has found God, and is a noted philanderer, not that he's cheating on Melania, I have no idea, I'm not implying that. But isn't it a little rough to expect a bunch of high school kids to keep it in their pants when you got all those hormonal things going on, when even adults fail always?
Well, There are two different parts here. I think that it is really difficult to expect all kids to be able to keep it in their pants. Teenagers...
Only around me were they able to when I was young. Only around
me. Yeah, I know. All buttoned up.
Yes.
But I have to say that the rules of this particular school, and it's a private establishment, says... This is what you have to do to stay here.
Yeah, it says in the article, Heritage Academy's strict policies require students to sign a pledge in which they agree to protect their bodies by abstaining from sexual immorality.
But here's the thing. You can find out if the girl didn't do it. You can't find out if the guy didn't do it. You're not going to let me smell your penis, sir. I mean, you can't do you can't do that. It seems to be a very sexist. This particular thing seems to only cut one way.
Nonetheless, you weren't dragged there and made to sign this. You signed this on your own free will. These are the rules.
Well, parents might have made you sign it.
No, all right, but nonetheless, this is where they brought you. This is where they got, and they signed off, and this is where you are.
If I would get, I would agree if we weren't living in a world of hypocrites.
You know, you want to know something though? It's in this world of Heritage Academy. If this was a public school, they would be totally out of line. But, and you know this, in the law, what the law states in a private institution, regardless if it's a business or if it's an education center, if they have certain rules that they stand by and you sign on to the rules, that, those rules override regular
law. Here's the problem with this rule, though. So they ban her from walking down the aisle. She's a straight-A student.
Yeah.
What happened? What you are doing now is encouraging, whether you knew it or not, abortion. Because now these girls are going to be so terrified, and you're totally against abortion. Mm-hmm. You're totally pro-life, not pro-choice. So now what you're doing is encouraging girls to go on the down low, in the secret, to get back alley abortions or go to clinics. That's what this law is doing.
No, what the law is doing is keeping them from getting in that in the first place.
It clearly doesn't work
for one person, not the whole student body.
Well, this is the one they banned. They also have laws. Rules with drinking and smoking, but they have to sign that too, and they punish those. Rules don't work if the people don't care about them.
But rules don't work if you don't enforce them either.
Well, but this particular enforcement is going to give you an undesired result. It's going to give you.
I don't think it's going to give an undesired result because
you don't think if a girl gets knocked up, she's more likely to have an abortion now.
For that rule, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
As a woman. But what even out of that, even out of the realm of the school, that's a woman's decision, and there's other factors.
They don't look at it that way. They don't look at it as a woman's decision.
What they should say is, well, you know what? Have sex and get pregnant. Don't look at it, listen to any of our rules because you might have an abortion.
No, don't make a rule that's going to give you an undesired outcome. Don't just use your common sense. Think the thing through. Listen, we don't want you to have sex, but we understand if we punish you because you get pregnant, there's a higher likelihood that you're going to have an abortion, which we're really against.
No, this is the rules of the school. This is what happened. I'm sorry, you signed this. If there's a propensity that you don't know,
kids.
They're kids. They're signing them when they're 13 or 14 years old because it's upon entry. Mm-hmm. They're kids.
Well, it's not necessarily that I agree that I think that this standard should be and what anybody should be held to. I don't.
Just held down.
But, I mean, but if this is the rule of the school and they are a private institution, I don't think that this is a good idea, but I do think that they have the right to uphold this.
Oh, they can uphold it. They can do whatever they want, but they're punishing this girl, not letting her walk down. There's been kids that have been drinking.
The one who got caught.
Right. Well, there's kids that are drinking and smoking who let them walk down the aisle. She's been a straight-A student. Mm-hmm. She was a leadership. So she was a model student. Everything that they want, everything that you would want.
And also, but the thing about it is, how could you uphold the rules of your school when you have somebody that's visibly pregnant graduating? I'm sorry. In the context of a private institution,
I've seen rights to refuse to have her do this. I've seen people make all sorts of excuses and bend all sorts of rules when it serves their purpose. So I'm just not going to go, well, rules are rules. We don't live in that world. I live that way. You know, rules are rules. But look, listen, people take an oath before God. These are religious people that they're not going to cheat on their spouse. Yet people cheat on their spouse and you forgive them.
But if it's in the realm of an institution that you specifically joined and said, here are our rules, and you signed off to them, you are bound by those rules.
She's not an adult. She's a minor.
But the parents signed whatever contract there was as a guardian.
The parents
legally signed it. But it's a legally binding instrument.
Well, maybe maybe not.
Well, but this is why this is a bad idea. I mean, they've. I am going to go out on a limb and say that they don't provide any sex ed in this school, and they found that.
Don't do it.
Abstinence only training.
That's the sex ed.
Yeah,
that's
that
sex,
seems
that's
to be it.
Stay away.
You got a Nancy Reagan costume. You kids, you don't have sex.
Just say no. Not just oh.
Stay away from Ed. Stay away from Ed. The thing is that if they have no sex ed or they have abstinence-only training, they've proven time and time and again that doesn't work with this population. It doesn't work with teenagers. It doesn't work with adults. It's not going to work with teenagers broiling over with hormones. The thing is that, to the point that you were making before, Davin, is that now that they've made this an issue, if a girl gets pregnant, she is, because she knows that she's going to be held up for humiliation.
The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, so they are going to go underground, and this is going to force girls to go and have
abortions.
But
this whole thing, they don't think it out. You set up an institution, you have rules, and now you're going to stop having the rules because somebody might have an abortion?
And priests don't diddle little boys.
But
what else? I can't take it seriously. I can't. Like, I posted on Facebook, and this is related to it, sort of. I go to the movies the other night with the wife. We're going to see the movies. What, behind me, I see three Hasidic guys. What do you think they're seeing, Joe? What movie came out this weekend? Three Hasidic guys.
I don't know.
Baywatch. Really? Really? These are the same people that are part of a community where if you walk in with a skirt up to your knees, I'm not making this up.
Maybe you thought it would set it with Bay Ridge Watch.
Yeah, right. Fine. they will throw stones at you and ridicule you and make you uncomfortable. I can't take these religious people seriously. And to her point, and then we'll take a break, she goes, you know what? She said I should be punished. I'm cool with that. But if you ban me from walking down the aisle, there's no opportunity for redemption. This is her last act as part of this school community. They could have done.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, I got a new You Stink. Should I play the You Stink theme now, or like when I say who really stinks and then play it? How should I do this?
I would do it when you say it.
Yeah.
Do it when I say it.
Well, when you say the...
When you announce the stinky.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking about
the
that.
Stinky.
Joe?
Yes, I agree.
No, I was announcing the stinky.
I saw what you did there.
I don't think you did. You walked right into it. You didn't see that one coming, did you? Get the goggles.
Like a texter walking into a light pole.
Yes. All right. So, coming home on my flight from Miami to Newark, flight's about 20, 25 minutes late getting in.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's about an hour late when we took off, but they make up time in the air.
Yeah.
So, the flight attendant says some people are having a connecting international flight in 30 minutes. This is while we're still taxiing.
Right.
So, you know it's going to be quite some time from when you taxi till you get to the gate, and then they got to, you know, deplane you. It's you know it's going to be touch and go.
Yeah.
And, you know, these international flights are in a different terminal. So, you got to catch a shuttle bus, maybe mm-hmm. Mary Poppins. It's never easy.
How are they going to make it?
Exactly. So, the flight attendant says, if we could, if the people with international flights could raise your hand, and then we loaded them onto a train. If they could raise your hand.
Oh, God.
If you could raise your hand. All right, these are the people. If everybody could just remain seated and let these people off first.
Right.
So that they have a shot at connecting, getting their flight.
Yeah, because it's going to be tough.
Seems very reasonable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we finally get to the gate, pull up. Everybody gets up.
Mm-hmm.
Stands in the aisles, so the people who have the international flight,
there's no hope of getting out.
No.
No.
So to those people, I have a You Stink, which will sound better in post.
These things take time.
Yes. You stink. Yeah. So I actually said out loud, I go, what a bunch of animals. I mean, it's like we've all been in that situation.
Yeah.
Why
can't you just be courteous for one millisecond of your life?
Because the plane was coming back to New York, that's why.
Oh.
No, but you know what? We've all been in that situation where you got to make a flight. You're sweating. You know, am I going to make? Because if you miss an international flight, that might be another 24, 48 hours in the airport.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It's really a tremendous hassle.
Yeah, you all want to get off the plane. You can't sit in your stupid seat.
You can't wait and let the person, if the person's on the window, can't you just let that person sneak
out?
Well,
you know, usually the stewardesses or the stewards or whatever they're called now.
flight attendants.
Flight attendants usually rule with an iron fist, if you've been seeing on YouTube lately. So I can't.
That was Continental. Yeah. I'd be afraid to
so,
get up.
So, yeah. You know, I'm surprised they don't see those people and go, sit down, let them out first.
Yeah.
But they did. They said that, but you can't enforce it. You can't start swinging.
Have you been seeing what's being posted lately? There's a lot of enforcing going on in them planes.
Yeah, but it's not good for stock prices.
Yeah.
No, I've been in that same situation where, you know, we were running late and somebody had connecting flights and they're like, could you please let those people out? And it was kind of a mixed bag. Some people did and some people were like, no, screw you. I'm going to get my overhead stuff and stand in the way. Animals.
It's just such a reflection of society.
It really is. It's sad.
It really, and you know me, I'm very impatient. I have no patience for anything.
Yeah, but still, if you know, people are going to make a connecting flight, you got to use common sense and go, all right.
Apparently not. Apparently you just get up and clog the aisles so people can't make it.
Yeah, people are awful.
No, it's ridiculous.
All right. When we come back, Jane.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, it's been a while since we've done some scamming scammers with my new girlfriend Jane, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So where we last left off, she wanted money.
That's all.
Very early in the relationship, as you recall. That's
unusual.
The thing. Like, you know, these scammers need invest a little. Hook me. Make me love you.
Yes. Make you interested. Woo you.
I want to be wooed.
I know you do. I want to be wooed by you, just you, nobody else but you.
Here we go. So she just asked me for an iTunes card.
Because when you're trying to survive and, you know, roughing it, iTunes card makes life a little easier.
Sure. She said, don't you know how to use an iTunes card? That's where we last left off. I said the bank gives you money for iTunes cards? Like I'm playing dumb.
Yeah.
What will they give me for a Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell cassette?
Buck.
Joe. It's a classic album. She goes, I love you. That's why I asked you. I go, you love me? For richer, for poorer? For sickness and in health? She goes, of course. I go, can you ask the bank? I have 20 of these cassettes. I think they might be worth a lot.
I'll trade you a cassette. I'll just send you the cassettes.
Slow down. Don't get jump ahead of the story, John. She goes, LOL. I go, seriously, it's a great album. Jim Steinem wrote some great songs, and it features Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Rizzuto. I think this could be a very good transaction.
She's like, dude, you just don't get it.
She goes, if you have the card with you, just scratch and take a picture of it and then send me. I go, forget the card, Gigi. Remember I called her Google Girl?
Yes. Mm.
Forget the card, Gigi. The money is in Meatloaf cassettes.
Trying to do her a favor.
I thank you.
Yeah, that's solid investment advice.
Absolutely.
Come on.
She goes, I don't have Meatloaf cassettes. And are you playing with my heart? I go, correct, but I do. I wonder what your bank will give us for them. I can send you those. I go, no, are you playing with mine? She goes, no, I can never do such. I go, nor can I. Just two honest kids in love after a few hours.
That's right.
A few hours? A
few minutes.
Even that? Yeah.
A few minutes. She goes, there are very low infrastructure here. I go, which is perfect for cassette usage.
That's right.
That's right. If you've got antiques lying around, you can play this
stuff.
Sure,
I'm trying to help this girl. I go, this is going to work out well. She goes, but I don't need it. I go, but they may be worth more than an iTunes card.
That's right. You listen to Paradise by the Tiki Light. You got to have that.
I go, we're talking real treasure here. I expected a girl from Acton to understand the value of the loaf. Mm.
The loaf.
That's what you're giving her to.
Wait a minute. Are you on second hand of the name level with Meat?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I think Meatloaf would be very happy with my inclusion of him in this way.
The loaf.
The loaf. She goes, yes, but I don't want to stress myself here. I told you I don't get out for security reasons. I go, the bank will handle everything. You said you're going to the bank. She goes, no, I never said so. Even my MasterCard is not working here. I can't withdraw money. I go, of course it does. They even say you can master the possibilities.
Oh my
Mastering
God.
Something else, too.
Listen, I'm just trying to help her.
Look, you know, just trying to help. You know, what does she know? She doesn't know the value of a meatloaf cassette.
Or about MasterCard, apparently.
Yes.
Really?
She goes, it's okay. Are you going to send me the card or not? I go, that is their slogan. She goes, not the meatloaf. Whose slogan? I go, you don't like meatloaf?
Oh, my God.
MasterCard.
She's, like, ripping her hair out already.
Well, you know, fake Davin needs to have certain personality quirks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
MasterCard, for everywhere you pretend to be.
What do you have in your satchel? She goes, I don't need it. I go, you don't need Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
What's the matter with you?
Does.
I go, I need a moment to try and process this.
I got to collect my thoughts.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. That's what I'm saying.
Put him in a little basket.
She goes, I don't need it, but the iTunes card. I'm not here for business, but for studies. I go, Jane, forget about the money for a second. I'm talking about your soul, your core being.
It's like, what?
It goes beyond the cassette tape.
Thank you.
Yes. I understand.
We should have dated. We have. We understand each other.
Oh, please! I'm gonna have nightmares now.
So am I.
She goes. She goes. Okay. I go. Are you thinking about your soul or your money? She goes. My soul. But I can tell you why I'm demanding for card or money. I go. Demanding?
Really?
Demanding?
She goes. Why I asked you for card? I go. Sure. You can tell me. She goes. Remember, I told you I can't withdraw here, and I said I took the last tea at home as food, and I didn't go to class today.
But that's where the cassettes come in.
She can't withdraw.
I spent my last punch.
You can eject.
True. I spent my last penny for cab yesterday. I go, why would you do that?
Yeah.
She goes, I can't trek from my school to my house. It's too far. I go, yesterday was Sunday. I believe that is when God demanded the animals rest.
That's right.
Remember, she's a zoology student.
That's great. Oh, man, she
hates you. Can't make a yak work overtime.
What do you mean? Hold on. What? Good use of yak.
Yes.
I didn't want to let that go.
Thank you. I feel wanted.
What do you mean?
I think she's got to be pulling her hair out and rolling her eyes.
She's
seriously.
In love. She said so.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I mean, of course. Go on.
Mm. Yeah.
She goes, yeah. She goes, yes, but I went to do some things in school, not for the animals. I go, for who? Are you cheating on me with the zookeeper?
Oh, man.
She goes, OMG, what do you mean? I go, I feel sick. I think I need to listen to Meatloaf and rest for a bit.
I need to lie down. I need some Meatloaf.
All right. We'll come back. We'll do some more Jane. Don't go anywhere.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, yeah. So we were going with Jane, and she was going to the zoo, and I was starting to feel sick because I thought she cheated on me with the zookeeper. So I said, I need to listen to Meatloaf and rest for a bit. She goes, no, I can never do such in my life. Trust me. Sorry, babe. I also need to talk to you. I go, this whole thing, the thought of you with the zookeeper is too much, dear. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She goes, I'm sorry, but I never want to meet the zookeeper. I go, then why would you go?
Yeah.
It's just like, are you deliberately misunderstanding me?
She goes, I went to do my assignment. I go, but the animals are off on Sundays.
Oh, God said.
She's got to think, well, he's annoying but stupid. This might work.
Yeah. Right.
Did you know the giraffe likes to kick back with the paper on Sunday?
Sure. It deserves a day off. for 4 months?
Yeah, birthed for 4 months, run around giraffing all week. You want
to rest your neck.
Giraffing around. What does that mean, reaching things with your long neck, Joe? Yeah. What does that mean? She goes, yes, the assignment are not for the animals, but about them. I go, I don't understand how it could be about them when they are unavailable. She goes, I don't need to see them. I go, then why go to the school?
You look like a lunatic.
Do I?
Yes.
No. She wants iTunes cards.
I know.
She goes, to use some equipment. I go, milking equipment?
Milking equipment.
She goes, why are you talking like this? Ain't a slot, my dear.
What?
Ain't a slot, my dear.
Apparently, oh, I got
I go.
She's not a slut.
Well, no, a slot. She wrote slot.
I know she wrote slot, but I didn't.
I go, a slot? Is that a Vegas term? I don't understand.
Slot.
She goes, prostitute. I go, you are?
Why would you go to the zoo then?
Oh, my God. With animals?
She goes, I'm not and can never be. Stop talking like this, honey. I go, thank God. But why were you milking the animals? She goes, I never milked them. Then why did you use the milking equipment at school? She goes, not milking equipment. I go, was it the birthing assistance processor?
What?
Making stuff up.
Yeah. And she's like,
no, we can't afford one.
That's why we need
saving.
The iTunes card.
We're saving. Yeah, right.
We use hands.
She goes, I have to do some experiment by using equipment like beaker. I go, oh, why didn't you just say that?
Just to prove that you're not a complete idiot.
She goes, I'm sorry, I thought you will understand me. I go, no, honey, you scared me. I need to go to listen to side two of Bad Out of Hell. You made my heart race. She goes, I'm sorry, honey. I will never do such to you for any reason. I will never cheat it on you. I go, okay. I just had a horrible image of you in a tryst with the zookeeper and a taper. It made me ill.
A taper?
It's taper? An animal.
That's like an anteater. Those big
can't always be yak, Joe.
A taper. I wonder if she'll even know what it is.
I didn't.
It's not common.
She goes, I can't. Well, she's a zoology teacher.
Right, she should know.
Exactly. I'm playing to the crowd. She goes, I can't, my king. What can you do for me, money? And completely out of cash. I'm hungry. I go, right now I need to lay down and get the image of the taper licking you out of my head.
Oh!
I need to rest. Let's talk later.
I just thought you said something so incredibly dirty.
I did not.
I know.
She goes, talk to me, dear. Please, I need you. Honey, please. I can't help you if I am dead. She goes, okay, dear.
You are a drama king.
I most certainly am.
Wow.
I go, just let me be for now, please. She goes, when will you be back? At the earliest after Bad Out of Hell 2, back into hell.
All she wants to do.
Joe's going to make me the bad guy.
Is get quick money from this dope.
Now the insults.
And she must. I would give anything to see the look of frustration on this person's face.
I know.
I'm sure he's not happy.
I'm sure he's not happy either. What am I? How am I going?
It's like, I can't believe this guy. It's like, is this? Did I get the biggest dope that they have over there?
But that's a good thing.
I know. That's
really
good.
Little mental illness is good for scamming.
Oh, absolutely.
She goes, okay, I'll be waiting to hear back from you, dear. I love you much. I go, thank you, sweetie. I need to go for now. Bye for now. She goes, bye. And she goes, I can't afford to hide my feelings. Later on, she goes, I can't afford to hide my feelings. I'm missing my honey. Get well soon. So I respond to her on March 28th at 11:49. I go, hello. Oh, no, she goes, hello. Good morning, dear. How was your night? I miss you, dear. How was your health? I'm so worried. Get well soon. I go, I just got released. I hope you are well.
I just got released.
I just got released. So we could do a little bit more on this, or you guys can give your assessment. I can read some more, or you guys can give a quick analysis of what's transpired.
I think I have to hear a little bit more.
A little taste more?
Yeah.
All right. March 29th. She goes, I'm not fine. I'm just trying to be fine, honey. And the reasons are that I don't have any food to eat, and my internet bill has exhausted. I have no money to renew and to buy another food. I only beg for Wi-Fi. Please, I need your help with some cash, my king.
So you don't have food, you don't have shelter, but you need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's essentially what she just said.
Desperately.
Well, we know how cable bills can be, Joe.
Yeah.
So you do without them.
No. Everybody needs cable, Joe. How are you going to get porn?
Desperate for food. Desperate for Wi-Fi.
Yes. I go, no curiosity of what I'm released from. No curiosity why I could not respond. That is very troubling. She goes, I'm sorry, babe, but I'm able to chat with very well to know about your health. I beg for Wi-Fi here. I'm sorry, my king. Please, I never meant to do this. But, babe, you told me you got released. I'm sure you mean you're okay now. Hi, dear. Please forgive me my wrong. She's just writing and writing like
crazy. Oh, of course. Yeah, but the whole hospital.
All,
but yeah,
various times through the day, and I'm not responding.
Yeah, goodbye, 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 goodbye. Yeah.
Hi, dear. Please forgive me my wrong. Welcome, babe. Good morning, dear. I go, why are you saying welcome?
Welcome to the islands.
She goes, I saw that you woke up. Forgive me, darling. I'm sorry. Okay. And we'll leave it there.
Oh, man. Now, she still has no idea what you got released from.
No.
Nor do I.
No.
Oh.
But she's very concerned about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say very.
So, sorry.
Yeah, well, geez, she's like slobbering all over herself to get your attention again. Well, that's because she had one on the hook.
So do you like the new fake Davin character?
I do.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. He's
look at Pip, she's riveted.
Yeah. I love him. He's such a dope.
Much like the real, maybe not so fake.
No, just the frustration of this woman trying every trick in the book.
Because she stinks.
I understand.
She's not good at her job.
But that makes it fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like when you get a telemarketer on the phone, sure. and you go after them.
Listen, if you're going to come into my world, you need to raise your game.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
established this. It's no different for scammers. You can't stink at your job if you're going to scam me.
No. And she's really bad at her job, so she's going to pay.
All right. Pip, anywhere?
No.
Joe?
No.
I'm somewhere. Where am I? Let me see. Oh, next Wednesday, June 8th. Is June 8th next Wednesday? Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I just will have to edit this out, too. That's fun. Fun with Dick and Stupid. Can't find it. Oh, I'm an Eeyore. Anyway, all right, June 8th, Andiamo Live Comedy in Haworth, New Jersey. Thank you guys for listening to this. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter, at Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.